This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. Hey, you can reach the show here. You can bring up anything that is on your mind as well. That is the point of the program and why we call it Free Talk Live. Good evening. It's Ian here with you.
And Daryl.
We'll talk to you about anything. We'll give you the phone numbers and also the Skype username here in moments. The Powerball thing, I guess 1.3 billion? Something
estimated
like that.
To be about 1.5.
1.5 billion.
If you take the 30-year annuity, if you take the lump sum, then it would be only 900 and something million dollars.
Tough. It's
assuming
tough
that you're the sole winner.
Well, yeah, and so a lot of people obviously are excited about this. Of course, some would say that this is just a tax on poor people, that ultimately the lottery is played by people who are not doing so well financially, and they could probably use the money that they're spending on lotto tickets on, you know, putting food on their table or paying the bills,
yes.
That kind of thing. So generally the lotto is basically a voluntary tax on people who don't know how to, you know, run the numbers. And, of course, the numbers say you're not going to win. Odds are severely against you. Though others would argue that if you don't play, you can't win. And
that's true. I've never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I've also never played in a Super Bowl.
Right.
And my chances of ever winning a Super Bowl remain at zero because I will never participate in one because I'm not a professional football player.
So I guess there's a couple different things that you and I both independently brought lotto-related stories in here tonight.
Yes.
We didn't coordinate this at all. Mine is an editorial piece from the New York Times arguing that a Powerball winner should take the annuity, should take the yearly payout from the lotto rather than taking the lump sum. And then, Daryl, you've got a story about whether or not it is even rational to purchase a ticket in the first place.
Not the question of when or whether or not it is, but when it becomes rational
to purchase. I'm interested in hearing that. What's the source on the story?
The Foundation for Economic Education.
Okay, these guys know a thing or two about economics.
They do. And they say that most economists scorn the lottery as a tax on people who are bad at math.
Okay, so hold on. Before we go on, I want to know if I have been irrational by not purchasing a ticket, because I have not yet. I've been tempted. You know, hearing all these people talk about the lotto who normally wouldn't talk about it, who normally wouldn't buy a ticket, going out and buying tickets has, in, you know, it has tempted me to go out and join the crowd.
Well, before I answer your question directly, let me tell you what the economists are saying. They say that sometimes, very, very rarely, the prize is so big that even with an extremely low probability, it can be rational to play. That is, the expected value exceeds the cost. Last week, when the Powerball was a mere $800 million, economist Alex Tabarrok asked the question, is the prize high enough to make it worth playing for an economist? In other words, is the prize high enough to be a net gain in expected value terms? He answers it this way. The odds of winning are 1 in 292.2 million. So the expected value of a ticket is 800 times 1 over 292.2, or approximately $2.73. A ticket cost $2, so that's a positive expected value purchase. We do have to make a few adjustments, however. The $800 million is paid out over 30 years, while the $2 is paid out today. And yes, there is a $2 prize on lotto tickets if you get, like, the Powerball. You win $2.
Okay.
Or if you get, I think, three numbers, you get. But so there is a way that you can get, you know, like a very small amount of money, and that pays out today. And the largest prize pays out over 30 years if you do the annuity.
Mm-hmm.
The instant payout, and this was based on the $800 million, the instant payout is $496 million. So that makes the expected value 496 times 1 over 292.2.
Is it $496 million or $496 million, then taxes taken out, then whatever's left?
That's correct.
Right, so it'd be actually less than $400 million.
Right, but you would be taxed. You would be taxed on $496 million.
Yeah.
You would take home less than that after Uncle Sam robbed money from you.
Yeah.
But they tell you the annuity is X.
Mm-hmm.
The instant sum is, you know, whatever percentage of X.
Isn't taxes on lotto like 50% or something crazy like that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Probably somewhere around there if you win over, you know, a certain amount. So the sum or the expected return on investment, and I use the term investment here loosely, based on the instant payout would be $1.70 per $2 ticket. So net loss there. We also have to adjust for the possibility that more than one person wins the prize. If you play variants of your birthday or other lucky numbers, there's a strong possibility. If you let the computer choose, your chances are better, but with so many people playing, it would not be surprising if two people had the same numbers. Mm-hmm. The economist here says, I'd give it at least 25%. So that knocks your winnings down to $372 million in expectation. Finally, the government will take at least 40% of your winnings, leaving you with $223 million.
Okay.
At a net of $223 million, the expected value of a $2 ticket is about 75 cents. Thus, the Powerball ticket does not have positive net expected value, but the
even
net
at
price...
Even at $800 million, it doesn't have... They're saying it's not rational.
Correct.
Okay.
But the net price of $1.25 is significantly less than the sticker price of $2. Given that the jackpot, and this is the writer of Fee now, says, given that the jackpot has nearly doubled since then, I wonder how much that changes the calculations. The odds of winning are still terrible, 1 in 292.2 million,
mm-hmm.
but the jackpot is now expected to be $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
So the expected return of value for a $2 ticket would be $5.13. If someone took the lump sum payout of only $930 million, the expected payout on a $2 ticket is still $3.18.
Making it rational, according to them?
They're not to their conclusion yet.
Okay.
Tabarrok's 25% probability of a split pot is probably about right, but his calculations multiplying the jackpot by 0.75 is a mistake. If you win, you'd have a 75% chance of keeping all of it and a 25% chance of keeping half. And then they run the number again, which still turns out a $2.79 possible expected return on a $2 ticket. At this point, the expected return is still positive, but we have to account for taxes. Mm. Virtually all of the winnings will hit the top federal rate at 39.6%. Let's assume you live in a state that does not have lottery, or rather that does not tax lottery winnings, like California or Pennsylvania. So you'll owe about $322 million to Uncle Sam. New Hampshire, they do a tax on dividends and something else, and I don't know if lottery falls into that.
Okay.
So after taxes, it's a $1.68 expected return.
Even if, let me make sure I'm following you here because there's a lot of numbers. Even if somebody wins, one person wins the $1.5 billion, which turns out to be $900 million in the lump sum, which turns out to be several hundred million less after taxes, it would be not, it would be below the $2 price point or therefore irrational.
Right. For everybody that buys a ticket, there's still going to be the house wins.
Mm-hmm.
So average person's paying $2 for a ticket. The return, what the house gives out, is going to be $1.68. So the House is still keeping 32 cents per ticket.
So that's still not the conclusion, though?
Still got a little bit here.
All right, we'll get back into that here. Plus, if you do win the Powerball, New York Times says take the annuity. I say don't. It's Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Going back to my victim thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the question is, do you feel like it is rational to buy a lottery ticket? in this Powerball thing. The numbers here that are being run by the Foundation for Economic Education sounds like they're saying it's not rational, but we haven't gotten to their conclusion yet. So we'll get into that here in a moment. It's Ian and Daryl with you. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can join Liberty Health Share. It's a movement of people ready to stand up and take charge of their health care. Folks like you who are tired of paying too much for health care and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization full of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041 for Liberty Health Share, or visit them online at joinlhs.com. As we continue here, Daryl, and then we'll talk about a little bit more about the lotto, and if you are to win, if the winner is within the sound of our voice, the question is, do you take the lump sum?
Yes.
Or do you take the annuity? And we'll get into that. But let's continue with the numbers. So far, you've been doing some kind of math, or they've been doing some kind of math,
yes,
which doesn't really translate.
Math, not
math. Yeah, and math doesn't really translate very well over the radio. But
right.
But that said, the conclusion has basically been they've run some sort of numbers, and that even at $1.5 billion after taxes, after the lump sum, it's still less than $2, less than the cost of the
right.
ticket in
so
payout.
The expected return on a $2 investment right now is $1.68, meaning that...
When the actual, and that's the part I'm a little fuzzy on, like... Most people aren't going to get any return. They're just going to lose, right? Like, so that's the part I'm missing. There's some sort of number running going on there.
You've got a 1 in 24 chance of winning something.
Okay.
So, well, once you add all of those somethings together,
yeah,
then the average ticket is going to have a return of $1.68.
The average ticket that wins?
Most people, no, the average ticket.
Okay.
You buy one ticket, or you buy 100 tickets.
Yeah.
$1.68 times whatever number of tickets you bought,
mm-hmm,
and that's the average return.
Got it.
Some people are going to get zero. Some people are going to get
a lot more. Okay.
But the average return per ticket is $1.68.
All right. Thanks for explaining.
Meaning that the house, if you will.
Well, the house always wins.
Well, yes, the house always wins, but the house, if you will keep... Right now, approximately 32 cents per ticket.
Okay.
So the writer here says it doesn't yet make sense as a purely financial decision, but as a consumption good. If you think you'll get more than 32 cents worth of enjoyment out of it, the math says go ahead.
Okay.
But because hope always springs eternal, let's see if we can find a way to close that gap. Some simple math shows that to make a ticket's expected value equal the $2 that you pay for the ticket, the net expected payout has to be at least $585 million. So we just need to find a way to get another $93 million, about 19% more than the current expected after-tax payout. One way would be to reduce your tax liability by giving away a bunch of money to charity. A back-of-the-envelope calculation shows that you'd need to donate $235 million of your expected payout to reduce your tax liability by $93 million. If you're a charitable type and, for instance, you prefer the work of Doctors Without Borders to what the government does, then you might not mind having $142 million less for yourself in order to do $235 million worth of good and not do $93 million worth of evil. This way, your expected winnings, discounted for the possibility of a split jackpot, are $814 million, with $235 going to charity, $229 to Uncle Sam, and $350 million left for you.
So wait a minute. They don't take the taxes before they pay you out?
That's correct.
They actually pay the full amount, and then you have to pay them back later?
That's how taxes work, Ian.
Well, I didn't know if they worked that way with a lotto. I figured they'd want to hold on to that money instead of giving it to somebody who could just go and blow it on a new house or something like that.
Okay, and then they repo you, they steal all of your stuff because you didn't give them their cut. But the most rational thing, he writes, would be to not take the money right away. And this, I think, gets into the article that you have that I believe may be written by Josh
Barrow,
the thing from Josh Barrow. So he gets into that. So he's saying right now it doesn't make sense, but it might if
you get $200 million to charity.
Or if the jackpot instantly grew.
Yeah.
By another $100 million.
Which, if no one wins tonight, right? Is the drawing tonight?
If no one wins tonight, it jumps up by another, like, $800 million. So he's saying it only needs to grow by $100 million.
Are you going to, or have you bought a ticket?
I've bought, I think, 10 tickets.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
I use some numbers off of fortune cookies.
Yeah. Now, they, of course, do print a bunch of those, right? So it's certainly possible someone else used the same fortune cookie numbers.
It's possible.
So we're going to continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733.
To answer a question that a lot of people have, if I win, no, I will not quit my job. Like, I'll keep making Liberty Media because that's what I love doing.
Well, you keep living in the not a bus.
For a while, at least. So, if I could find, and here's one of the reasons that I don't want to buy property, because property taxes.
That sucks.
I know.
But if you'd be able to afford it.
Right, but still, I could probably afford a bunch of things. It doesn't mean that I want to do them.
Sure. No, I see what you're saying. All right, cool. Well, I was going to say, there's a nice house down the road. You could buy a stay in the same neighborhood. So, are you going to be buying lotto tickets? I guess it's a little too late right now. I don't know what time they do the drawing, but
drawing is at 11 o'clock tonight. I believe they cut off ticket sales at 10.
Okay. So I'm
which
SOL.
Which means that unless you run down to the mobile station during the news break, you're not getting any tickets.
How soon after they do the drawing do they know if someone actually drew the, if they picked the numbers? Like instantly, or is it the next day or something?
It's within an hour.
So you can share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Josh Barrow over at the New York Times. He says, take his advice and take the annuity if you happen to be the Powerball winner.
Dave Ramsey says the same thing.
And, I don't feel the need to go through this whole article here. It's a basic math thing, right? Like, you're going to get more money, in theory, if you take the annuity over time. And that's true. But there's a real problem with that. And the problem in my mind is that you're leaving that money with the state.
Yes.
And that means a couple of things. One, it means that you're leaving the money with the state so they collect interest on it. And then they can also use it to oppress you and oppress your friends. But further, and I think the most important point, is there's no guarantee that thing's going to exist in the future, meaning that the lotto itself or the state, it's not unfamiliar for, like, the state of Illinois or California to tell people, hey, we don't have the money to pay you.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
Do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You can head on over there and enter Amazon through Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Just go to the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. Same great prices, same huge selection, same free Super Saver shipping and Amazon Prime. It's all the same experience. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets credit for the stuff that you buy. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. If you win, with very little odds that you're going to win, but if you win the Powerball tonight, should you take the annuity or should you take the lump sum? The New York Times is saying you should take the annuity, but that's because the New York Times trusts the government. And, you know, if the government were trustworthy and if the government were, you know, not a violent criminal organization, then, yeah, I'd say take the annuity. It makes sense. You get a bigger payout over time. You don't have the huge influx of cash. I think it breaks down to, what was it, 30-something million? Or I forget what it was. No, it's going to be more than 30 million. He's got
it would
the numbers
be
in here.
Like 400 million.
Per year?
No. Oh, you're saying per year. Would be like 10 million?
He says maybe. You must choose whether to take the prize as an annuity paid over 30 years. And if you want $1.5 billion, you'll have to take it in installments over those 30 years, according to the people here. And they do say, by the way, in this story that you do get taxed when you win the prize, meaning they do lob a bunch of money right off the top.
So 39.6%. Right off the top.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. So okay. You don't get that full amount because none of these people who win the lotto are going to be able to hold on to that money. They just don't have the financial responsibility for it.
Right.
Generally. I mean, if you look at the stories of lotto winners and then what they end up doing with the money, a lot of them end up broke. Not too long later.
Right. Because a lot of them try to help everybody out. And they wind up, buying a bunch of really nice stuff.
Right.
And everybody that comes by asking, hey, I've got this thing, blah, blah, blah. Can you throw me off a little something? And they're like, yeah, here's $50,000. And, $50,000 here, $50,000 there. Pretty soon we're talking real money, right? So these people basically become philanthropists, and they don't realize that they need to hold on to some of their money. And a couple years later, they got nothing.
So the numbers here, according to the New York Times, would break down to $22.6 million on a yearly check.
Okay.
Out of that, after all the taxes are taken out,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
And that's a lot easier to deal with, no doubt. Like, I get the guy's points. And I'm not going to read through the whole story here. Because, they're solid financial points. It makes sense. You've got $22 million
a year. Yeah. That's, professional athlete status right there.
It also allows you, and he makes another good point here, it allows you to be able to easier say no to all the people knocking on your door. Like, hey, I'm sorry, I've only got,
I'm only making the same amount of money as A-Rod over here.
Yeah, I've only got 20-something million here, and I got to keep a few million for myself, and so, I could give you something, but it's not going to be, a whole bunch more than...
A-Rod's a professional athlete, by the way.
I knew that much.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you if he... Basketball?
No. Baseball.
So anyway, the points make sense. From a financial standpoint, it makes sense to take the annuity. But from a, knowing something about the government standpoint, it makes sense to take the lump sum. Now, you look at states like Illinois, look at Michigan, or Detroit more specifically. You look at California, for instance. These states are having very, very difficult times. I forget what it was in California, but there were, I think it was income tax returns. There were state income tax returns. People were being told, they were being given IOUs by the California government. Like, yeah, we kind of have some financial problems over here. You're going to have to wait. I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait until we get the money together to pay you out because we just don't have it. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you paid us the money and you figured we would have it for you in the return, but nope, we are just in up S Creek without a paddle condition here, so we just don't have the money to pay you. Sorry. And you don't want that to happen to $700 million or whatever. You don't want to get 2 or 3 years into this annuity payment and then end up, sorry, the lotto has gone belly up. We're going to have to end that program. You can't sue the government if they don't pay you out.
Right.
That doesn't work. The government can change the rules.
Well, you could sue, but
it'll get thrown out.
Wouldn't hold up in court, most likely.
The government can change the rules anytime. They can change the rules on the lotto. They can change the rules on veterans benefits. They can change the rules on Social Security. So there's never a guarantee when it comes to the state. And that's one of the things that they've got that they've sort of pulled the wool over people's eyes is the state has always been there throughout our entire lives. They seem like a mainstay. They seem like they've got staying power, like that you can count on them to be there next year and to do what they say they're going to do, but it's really just an illusion. They are a criminal gang.
Yes.
And while on one hand they're a different kind of criminal gang because they operate in the open, they have to create this aura of legitimacy and make it look like there's something else besides a criminal gang, otherwise people will get it in their heads that they're a criminal gang and that would be bad for their legitimacy. So they have to keep up this these illusions for people.
Right.
So that's why they will try their best to pay out and keep this thing going. But there's no guarantee that it will continue on into the future. So do you want to risk that the state is going to continue as is and that they won't have some sort of financial calamity in the future, which seems to be more and more likely over time, and then, get the annuity? Or do you just take the lump sum, deal with the taxes, and then you've got hundreds of millions of dollars right there? The other thing is you would be collecting interest if you collected the money. So if you take in $500 million and you put that in some sort of low interest bearing account, you could live off the interest likely,
right?
Just on that.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've got still from this article from Fee, they quote the New York Times piece and they highlighted some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, if you take the lump sum, you pay taxes twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once when you get the money, and then once on the income when you invest it.
Got it.
So they say if you invested all your prize money the same way Powerball does, essentially by putting it in government bonds, you'd end up with 20% more cash in 2045 if you took the annuity rather than the cash option, thanks to a tax savings. So
I'd buy a bunch of Bitcoin.
So would I. If you are putting it in something that winds up giving you taxable earnings,
mm-hmm.
then you are paying a tax on
again.
The money twice,
yeah.
So you're basically being double screwed without lube.
So, I would say don't do it. Don't take the annuity. Take the lump sum. You don't want to leave money in the hands of the government.
Right.
It's generally a bad plan. Let's go to Robert, listening in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Well,
hey, Robert.
I'm going to tell you, if I won the Powerball, I would definitely donate my first million to Free Talk Live.
Aww.
I want to keep this thing going and going long past I'm since I'm dead.
Oh, thank you, Robert. That's very generous. I appreciate
that. The other thing is that I think Daryl's a great guy. Well, I miss my buddy Mark Hedge. Oh, it's just not the same.
Well, Mark is supposed to be coming back to New Hampshire in a couple weeks.
About a week and a half.
And so we don't know when or how he will return to the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. So all of that remains to be seen. But he's out there enjoying his vacation with his family right now. And
somewhere in California.
Yeah, they've
been
driving all over the place. I think he was on Ernie's show on Declare Your Independence last week as well. So
probably. They were in Phoenix for a while.
Yep.
The three things that I would do, and then I'll let you guys go, if I win for myself, is number one, I would buy the Playboy Mansion in California.
Why? That thing's up for sale, I think.
Really?
It is up for sale. The second thing that I would do is I would hire the best rock and roll band that's out there to play a live show for me yearly at my compound. And then it would also be hosted by Free Talk Live once a year.
Sounds like a good plan, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-330-4028. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-4028. 800-330-4028. That's 800-330-4028.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Turns out hotel staff may be snitching on you if you have too many condoms. Daryl has that story. According to the Department of Homeland Security, I believe, who is requiring hotels to...
Homeland Security is requesting this information from... various hotels.
Creepy. We'll get into that story here. 855-450-FREE. But we're still talking about Powerball and the idea of what do you do with the winnings? Do you take it as an annuity? Do you take it as the lump sum? I say lump sum it because you don't want to leave hundreds of millions of dollars in the hands of the government to mismanage, to use to oppress people, to collect interest on, and further to possibly lose because they might go bankrupt. And then you would be completely SOL because they're not going to pay you if they don't have the money.
How many years of LRN satellite coverage do you think we could get for $1 million?
$1 million? We could cover the whole globe for around $100,000 a year. So it would probably...
10 years.
Yeah, so about a decade's worth of satellite. And that would literally... I mean, I've looked at the different satellites out there, and that would pretty much cover every square inch of the globe if we were to spend that much money. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's go first to Libertarian Banker on the line. And then, Daryl, you've got more to tell us about the lotto here in a moment. But Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Libertarian Banker?
Numbers here.
Hey there.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Hey, I crunched some numbers here that I wanted to go over with you. And there's a couple of assumptions I'm making in regards to the Powerball. So I'm assuming that this person's going to win the money and they're going to invest 100% of this money in, let's say, just a decent mutual fund at 8%. I'm just assuming 8%. It math works out no matter what percent you use, okay?
Okay.
So if you took the lump sum payout of $651 million after taxes, that would be $6.5 billion in 30 years. So after the annuity runs out, if you took the lump sum, you would have had $6.5 billion. Had you invested the annuity, it would have been much more in 30 years. But here's the thing. For $35 million a year would be the annuity payout after tax. again, assuming 8%, you would only have to invest that money for 10 years to equal $6.5 billion. So the question is, do you think the federal government or whoever's paying this this money out, the state, will be around for the next 10 years? If the answer is yes, then you take that annuity.
Do you think do you think the government will be around and fiscally sound for the next 10 years? Because
fiscally
Detroit
sound enough to keep making payments.
Because Detroit's still around, but they can't pay the power bill.
Exactly, exactly. So that's the question you are really asking yourself when you want to take the annuity or the lump sum, is how long can I get the payments from these people? And in my eyes, I think 10 years is a little short for the end of the government. I would probably take the annuity, to be honest.
Well, again, it's not the government has to end. They just have to go to the point where they can't pay you. Detroit, if Detroit ran a lotto right now, their lotto winners would be completely up S Creek because Detroit has no money.
Absolutely. So that's the risk you take in the question you're asking yourself when you decide between the annuity and the cash. That's the only point I make.
All right, very good.
So what would you do? Would you take the gamble that the multi-state lotto will exist and be fiscally sound enough for at least 10 years?
I would take the annuity, absolutely, because I would take cash flow over cash any day.
All right.
All right.
That's the answer from Libertarian Banker. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue here. Jaden is on the line in Seattle, and you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jaden.
Jaden, sorry. Jaden, I'm a little jaded under the circumstance of the fact that
jaded.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sorry. As a child, I was molested. And
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It happens to quite a few of us, so it is a unfortunate circumstance. However, I'd like to push my Summon Will Coley button here and see if he could defend the fact of Aisha being 6 years old, the first wife, actually not the first wife, but the youngest wife of Muhammad. I'm quite often told by Christians that I also am not part of, but Christians don't judge the Christian judge their actions by Christ. I'd like to return that to Islam, not assuming that most Muslims will take a six-year-old bride and consummate such marriage at 10 years old, but more so the fact that it's not brought up, and when it is brought up, it's quickly set aside due to cultural difference. And I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
I'm not sure about the age that I know she was very, very young. I don't know much of the details about that. But, you know, I don't see what the relevance of it is to anything that Muslims are doing today.
Well, it has a relevance due to the fact that I also am a ex-Marine. And in Afghanistan, I have quite I have a problem with the Army kicking out. Recently, they kicked out I believe it was a staff sergeant for attacking a man who practiced the Chai Boy. I believe is the local name, the peripheral name for it. But essentially, the practice of individuals high in the Afghani police force and just Afghani culture. I don't believe that Islam in general practices this, but I think a lot of the defense of Islam and as far as people attacking ISIS or calling out ISIS's cultural differences, my point being is, how can we truly say that Islam is equal to Christianity in the fact that there is no, as far as I've known, practice of child brides in Christianity other than the secular break-offs and the Protestant Reformation?
Okay, so it seems as though at the beginning, or not the beginning, but close to the beginning there, you said that you don't necessarily judge all Christian, or you don't judge Christianity based on the actions of some Christians, but it seems as though you're trying to judge all of Islam based on the practices of some people who claim to be Muslim, and then you're asking the question of how then are Christianity and Islam equal as far as religions? Am I misunderstanding something here?
So my point would not be that I do not judge. My point would be that I do not. I was told, from another friend that is Christian, who I was trying to bring up this point to, who is very anti-Muslim. I'm not anti any religion. I just wanted to bring up the focus point that was brought up to me of a thought about how in Christianity, generally Christians and the Christians that I have spoken to have said, don't judge the man, judge the religion, right, as far as the religion goes, right? I feel we have a big fear of Islam in America, which I don't agree with.
Okay.
I do think sorry about that. I apologize. And my thoughts are a little discombobulated. My point being is that in Christianity, and the Christians I've spoken to, they said, don't judge me, the Christian. Judge the religion based upon the actions and speaking thoughts and words of Christ. And in that point, when doing further research into Islam, my point was the fact that the leader, the founder, took a six-year-old bride, was the daughter of Abu Rakam.
Just to interrupt you here, I mean, just a quick Googling reveals that all of the statements I'm seeing here was that he was married to her at six, but the marriage was not consummated until the age of nine. However, there's more detail here that suggests that she may have been as old as 14 or 15 at that time. Let's dig a little bit deeper here. Stand by, Jaded. We'll continue. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live, and you can share whatever is on your mind. And I'll see if I can raise one Will Coley, who probably doesn't have to do the same amount of research that we do. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.